Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a mild breeze, while Eilut remains calm. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the Trump administration supports a phased IDF withdrawal from Lebanon if Hezbollah disarms. Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington for talks with President Trump, focusing on Iran. Also, the Times of Israel shared earlier this hour that outgoing defense official Brigadier General Dror Shalom criticized Israel's war strategy. He urged for a diplomatic approach. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports a 17-year-old was injured after a Palestinian vehicle hit him. The incident at a gas station led to Israeli citizens blocking and throwing stones at Palestinian vehicles. Separately, Wallah reveals that senior White House officials insist Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon depends on Hezbollah's disarmament. This comes as Netanyahu meets with Trump. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports just in that Boy George released a pro-Israel anthem titled We Will Dance Again. The song is already making waves online. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing skepticism about the religion of peace. Al Arabiya English wrote earlier today that former deputy mayor of Jerusalem, Fleur Hassan Nahum, defended Israel's approach to settler violence. Belaz News reported earlier that Prime Minister Netanyahu has arrived in Washington with his wife, ahead of his meeting with President Trump. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post, the Trump administration's backing of a phased IDF withdrawal hinges on Hezbollah's disarmament. Netanyahu's visit to Washington aims to address regional security, with Iran as a central topic. This diplomatic engagement could shift military dynamics in the region. Turning to the criticism from Brigadier General Dror Shalom, shared by the Times of Israel, he described Israel's war strategy as a resounding failure and called for increased diplomatic efforts. His comments reflect internal debates about the country's defense policies and their effectiveness. Meanwhile, the incident involving the 17-year-old, reported by Israel Hayom, highlights ongoing tensions. The chaos at the gas station underscores the volatile atmosphere and the potential for escalation in the area. Moving to the Wallah report, senior officials at the White House are firm on the condition that Israel's withdrawal is contingent upon Hezbollah's disarmament. This aligns with the U.S. strategy to stabilize the region before any military changes. Finally, the release of Boy George's anthem, noted by the Australian Jewish News, symbolizes cultural support for Israel. The song is already resonating with audiences, showcasing the power of art in international solidarity. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that China has made a significant move in the AI race with a new 2.8 trillion parameter model. This development could reshape global AI competition, impacting Israeli tech firms involved in AI research. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, the Ministry of Finance and the Innovation Authority have launched a billion shekel assistance program. This aims to bolster startups and growth companies, addressing recent challenges in the high-tech sector. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Mobilize founder Amnon Shashua has stepped down as CEO after 27 years. His departure could lead to new directions for the company, affecting its strategic focus and market position. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.